Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Buzz Brisenthine from the Prowler. Buzz is here.
And we're glad to be here.
Yeah, we're just stoked to have Buzz. And, having a great show here, talking fishing with Buzz. And some good old times and good new times, too.
You got it.
As Bill Poole used to say, these are the good old days.
These are the good old days.
Yeah, right here. But having a great show, giving away a couple of amazing prizes, too.
Well, you're not kidding, man. Yeah, an awesome prize opportunity at the end of the show today. If you want to get through, give us a call, 833-288-0973. It's been an incredibly busy morning on the phone. Everybody's excited to talk to Buzz. But a lot of your phone calls come in the second hour, so we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. And, yes, crazy good prize for one lucky caller, an AFTCO Horizon waterproof fleece jacket. It's a soft-shell fleece, very comfortable, very stylish, windproof, waterproof, an absolutely awesome jacket from our friends up at AFTCO. And in addition to that, you're going to get a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods. Get in all the great time. They're open right now, open every day.
11 to 6 every day.
So cool having those guys here and just offering the freshest thing in town as they do all day. Whether you want to go in and stock up right now and get in on fresh fish or, you know, buy a squid sandwich, or you want to wait until it's time to go fishing and do the traditional best thing, come on down, park in the parking lot, go next door and get yourself a killer Point Loma Seafood spread and a cold beer and just sit up on top of that deck and overlook the whole fleet of boats in San Diego.
When that opens again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I can't wait.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be fun for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick. They are packed up. I believe it's time for the catch report, isn't it?
It indeed is time for the catch report. It's our fishdope.com report, and it's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin knives made by Anza Knives. They're made with high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's very easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details or get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. Hey, let's talk to Mark from Pacific Edge, our private boater buddies on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Buzzy. Long time no talk to you, Buzz.
Hey, it's nice to hear you.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. So we'll try another then and now report this week. I'll be looking back 20 years into my notes to Mother's Day week of the May year 2000. Oh, boy. Still game on like it was the past few weeks we've been doing this. So a week starts with May 8th. Yeah, my note was sea bass on the east end of Catalina. That's all I said that day. Tuesday, WFO yellows at Clemente, and then Wednesday and Thursday, actually, big wind, but wide open sea bass at Catalina, Seal Rocks there both days in the evening tide. And then Saturday, wow, so this was in the gray in the morning. I got the highlights and my little arrows pointing at the morning high tide there. And the exact note, sea bass, WFO, Clemente in the cove, over 300 fish, limits for all boats, 15 to 25 pounds. Now,
Hey, Mark, just out of curiosity, what was the moon phase?
On May 13th, 20 years ago, it was just about in between the dark and the going towards full. It was about 3 days past the quarter moon.
That is some real sea bass fishing, Mark.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. Real good tides that May 13th, that Saturday there. It was just game. This whole stretch of time we've been talking about, I mean, looking before that and looking ahead after that, there was just a huge amount of fish around 20 years ago. They were, I mean, it was just like so different. But anyway, yeah, it was good stuff. And then, so let's fast forward 20 years here. Catalina today, you know, I got reports from friends that were there yesterday. A bit off pace for sure, no doubt. Major boat pressure, you know, with everybody kind of being off for the holidays here the way we've been and reasonably nice weather. Huge amount of boat pressure, actually, for a Friday. It's crazy. And not too much exciting going on. There's a little bit of biting barracuda around the east end proper. Some smaller yellows scattered up the back from the V, Silver Canyon, the Salta Verde like that. It was okay fishing for the guys that had the squid, not much if you didn't. And no verifiable sea bass reports that I got this week from Catalina at all, unlike the report from 20 years ago. But so yesterday, John and I fished local on his beautiful skiff there and searched that bigger sea bass along the coast, which we did not find. What we did find was absolutely extraordinary calico bass fishing with limits of good grade calicos, biting sardines, biting the mackerels, biting some quality frozen that we had. In the morning, water was actually very clean. It was uphill. It was 67. And, man, the bass were just up high and dry and really biting. And then as the red tide started moving in and a south wind came up, which it really came up yesterday, we moved out, called it a day early. And offshore, that local bluefin's kind of dried up there. It's got pretty hit and miss with some of this weird water we got. But sounded like pretty good signal from between the 371 and the hidden yesterday and that good grade fish. I got some pictures of some really big ones captured yesterday. So that stuff is definitely around. Hopefully our water straightens out and it pushes back up inside here where we can get at it a little easier. And then, you know, you guys were talking about that old hoochie toad, that VVIF. I remember those things. And one of the things I remember most of all is if you left them sitting in a plastic tray of a tackle box with that old style plastic, it would melt into a big pile of goo. You couldn't get them back out. So.
That didn't help the tail work any, did it?
No. Those things were badass, though, seriously. I mean, as a kid, I caught a lot of fish on those things.
They yeah, look like a double, stuff. Like an albacore feather trolling.
Oh, really?
Hook,
yeah.
You know, like
it's a lot of hook.
Like yeah, it's a big long shank and heavy duty, man. Real deal.
Yep.
Fun
that
stuff.
Was the good old days, man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys over there have been doing such a great job keeping us informed about what's going on, lunch ramps, bait, where the bait is. Like they said that, you know, they're selling bait outside of Avalon, Squid and stuff yesterday. You want to keep tabs on what's going on the water, fishdope.com, a must-have. And it's $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're on the corner of Boca Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. The store is actually getting ready to sort of reopen a little bit here.
Excellent.
And phone number, make sure you call first, 714-840-4262. Website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And just look, here's a little trailer. I'm just looking ahead. Next week, in my little black book, if you want to do this again, of the 7 days of the following week, 6 of them are marked WFO.
Wow.
I like that.
So get ready for some more sea bass. Huh?
Yeah. Like it, Mark.
Joe Biden. Oh, my God.
Good job. Well, good memories for sure and good fishing for sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys.
All right, Mark, nice to hear
from you. Thanks, Mark. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. Hey, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Nothing beats the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Get it now at selected tackle stores and be ready to get bit. I can't stop thinking, the second that Mark started telling that story of, you know, I was fishing, that was his report from May of 2020, I had that flash into my mind. So in May of 2020, I was getting ready to graduate high school, and I think I got the coolest gift that I could imagine.
May of 20...
Or 2000, excuse
2000,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, his report of May 2000. As a high school graduation gift, Pete and then my mom and dad, like as a surprise, bought a trip up to Kingfisher Charters, and Dad and I went up there, and it's crazy that that's 20 years ago, but that was like you know, the most fun I could ever imagine, and like the coolest surprise, and like Pete had me come, you know, I was doing the phones back then, and Pete had me come into the studio and like, you know, read off of a card like, hey, you know, congratulations on high school graduation and this is where you're going. And that was like the coolest moment I can ever imagine. Like, it was just, when him just saying May of 2020, I started thinking back like, that was, you know, June is when we went. And, you know, it was a Father's Day tradition for however many years. And, man, that was, awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot of fishing.
And here we are. We're hoping to get our 24th in June, right?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, let's hope it happens. Definitely. Well, we know what's going to happen right now, and that is go ahead and talk to an amazing, the Knot Master himself, John Collins. Oh boy, the guys are, the history is coming out of the woodwork here. Good morning, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning. How you doing there? How's Buzz doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm just hanging in there right now.
Well, that's,
hey,
that's
I've got
good.
A question. Maybe you can answer it. If not, I know Scott Sherman listens to the program a lot, and maybe he can answer it. But if we're worried about spreading this coronavirus, why in the world can they not open up our city lakes?
I agree with you 100%, and I know just from looking on the Facebook the last, you know, few days that there's a lot of other people that are thinking the same thing and just crossing their fingers and like to get some really rock solid information.
It's one of those, another thing that just doesn't make any sense.
None at all.
Yet at all. No rhyme or reason to it.
Especially the city lakes that are already set up with the Iron Ranger program. I mean, they are, the plan is already put into place for them to be able to operate without even having personnel there.
I understand that, but it's just like going to Target. You hand somebody a check or your money. I mean, even if you hand your check or your money to the individuals taking it at the lakes, what's the difference? I for the life of me, I can't understand what the problem is with open up these city lakes. And all of them, not just one. If you open up one, you're going to have 1,000 people at the lake in one day.
Well,
you open
the
them
problem.
Up all,
they were,
at least there's going to be spread out a little bit.
Yeah, they were talking about opening El Capitan and not opening San Vicente and not opening El Capitan. That would be not a good idea.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
So we all hope that the same thing you're looking for, John, is that they open up the lakes so we can, you know, take advantage of what's probably been a heck of a spring.
Yeah.
If there was any...
I mean, there's such a huge population of retired people in San Diego anxious to get out, not to spread the virus, just to get out and enjoy themselves. You can walk on the trails. You can go to the beach. But you can't take your boat and go out on a lake. What's the chances of spreading the virus in a situation like that?
Yeah, no doubt.
Pretty minimal. Pretty minimal.
It's virtually impossible, and it drives me absolutely nuts. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. And again, Scott Sherman,
I can tell John's ready to go fishing. He's tied plenty of knots at home. He's already practiced up. He's ready to go fishing.
I'll bet he's ready because the last time we talked to John, it was a report of him and Booger catching a boatload of 10-pounders. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is ready.
Yeah, that was definitely a good day. But, again, if Scott's listening to the program, he's with the city council, I would really like to hear him chime in and find out what's going on and what possibly can be done to stop this ludicrous situation that we're in right now.
I know Scott's done a lot of good things for us here, being a fisherman's voice at the city council himself. And I know he's been working on that. And, you know, again, it's politics, right? It's all about politics, and that's a sad thing. It's not about the virus anymore. It's about politics. So let's just hope that things start moving forward here. We're making baby steps. We're making progress. So get you out back out on the lake. You can catch add another 10-pounder to your list.
A 15.
All right.
A 15,
I appreciate that very much, and if anybody else has got any ideas on that, it wouldn't be bad to have them call in and ask about it also.
Good call, John.
Thanks a lot, John, for the call, John. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate that. Very good. Yeah, John's like this spring. It's like what John does.
That's right.
San Diego City Lakes, right?
I am 100% on board with John. So,
absolutely.
So keep that before I say anything else. But what I was going to say is if there was any silver lining to it, which it's very difficult to find a silver lining in the fact that we can't go fishing and do things we want to do, Very cool, though, that that fish went through its entire spawning cycle or close to it, you know. I mean, this, this thing started at about the, you know, there's a little bit of it that happened, but it went through its entire spawning cycle completely unmolested, so...
Could be a good production year.
If there was a silver lining to a really crummy situation, there was at least that one.
Let's say that, but I keep thinking about the lakes are full. Some of them are spilling or almost spilling. All that green stuff to be running a bait through.
Ugh. Frog fishing is, oh.
Right? Yeah, here we go.
Oh, man.
All right, it could happen. Man, yeah. I mean, hopefully they'll loosen up here this week. We were hoping.
Like John said, that's just one of them that just doesn't make sense. No. With all the other things that they have deemed as being appropriate to be open, there's that shore is
City
on.
Lakes,
yeah.
What a great place to take your...
Totally.
Take your...
Good place to go recreate and get a little
just
sun.
Just hang out by yourself or somebody else in your household. Yeah.
And we got the social distancing thing taken care of and
yeah. Inexpensive.
Yeah. And close.
Yeah, totally. For sure. All right, let's jump into the phones. That enough
sounds,
of that soapbox.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, buddy.
That's good.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
No, soapbox is good. We got to make our opinion. I mean, just like opening up the San Diego sport fishing landings and the boats, you know, we've got to make our voice heard that, you know, it's okay. We can do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, John and Mira Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. I just want to wax a little nostalgia with you. The previous caller mentioned getting his first Albie with you, Buzz. Well, for me, I got my first yellowfin on your boat back in the early 80s, and I don't even know how many times I've fished with you since then until you sold your boat, you know. But I remember years back you were telling how you got your nickname Buzz. I was going to kick out of that with your younger sister or something. Would you mind retelling that story?
Actually, it was my older sister, and she tried to say brother, and it came out buzzer. And here we are.
And that's how you got it.
That was it, and it stuck. So
that
was a good start.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was bummed when you retired from the Prowler, but glad for you at the same time. So anyway, I enjoyed all those years fishing with you, man.
Well, good. I'm glad you had good times, and we've got more good times coming.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning, Mark.
Hey, my thing is for Buzz. Out of all your fishing experiences, what is the best you've ever had?
Yeah.
Well, that's real easy. Yeah.
Whoa.
Such a short list. No problem to come up with an answer there.
It really is. I mean, there's so many of them that are good ones, but I got to tell you, one of the best was catching a swordfish. You know,
how did I know you were going to say that, right?
I mean, it's something your whole fishing career you figured that was just kind of out of reach.
Yeah. And how many did you see running the Prowler over
decades? Right? Yeah, right.
How many did you see and throw at and never got a bite on?
Oh, yeah, up finning in the summer, and they just turn away from you. But to have a real legitimate chance to catch one and go out and do it, I mean, that was pretty special. So that's
you did that in December, right?
In December, yeah.
Well, tell us about that.
We had Marshall and I, he's got a beautiful Carolina Classic called the Westerly, and we've been fishing on that. It's 29-footer, and we had been fishing and gotten tremendous help from a lot of people in the fishing industry, and we'd had bites and this and that, and just nothing had stuck. We hadn't even got one on. And so we were out there fishing one morning, and we had not one but two buoys come off the line. And so they were laying flat, and that's usually the thing that tells you you've had a bite. But then we found out they were laying flat. Yeah. And so we got those retrieved so we didn't lose our gear, got re-rigged, got back out there. And the other buoy just went flat. And it was like, wow.
Gosh, dang it. Here we go again.
Here we go again. And so from 1,100 feet, I just start winding away. And as it's getting tighter, coming up, it's getting tighter. And about halfway up, starts taking line. So then we knew we had one, and
wow,
3 hours and 50 minutes later.
3 hours and 50 minutes?
Wow.
I thought they don't fight that hard when they're deep.
Well, maybe we did something
That's
wrong.
That's not true, right?
Somebody didn't tell that one.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when we got this thing up to color, it wasn't quite to leader, but we had it at color, and we're doing 7 knots in the boat, And this
seven knots,
and this thing is swimming right on the corner, straight up and down. Like, come on, give me your best.
Yeah, what do you got?
Wow,
Rick knows about that, and I mean, what a toughie! And so all of that makes has got to make that one of the tops.
So explain why you were going seven knots with the fish on the line.
Well, because if you leave them straight up and down, you'd probably never land
never
one.
Land.
We were trying to run away from it to get a different angle, which we did, and I think that's why we finally caught it when we did. But for a while there, it just was just pacing us.
Just so following cool. you. You're just trying to wear them out.
Yeah.
I remember Lasley's description a long time ago has always stuck with me. They're exactly what their name is, the broad bill. He said the head is so wide and that bill and those fins. He said if you can imagine, it's like trying to wind a 5-foot-long Rapala up. You know, you think about how the resistance of that bill, you know, if you're straight up and down trying to wind your Rapala from trolling, you just magnify that. You know, if you're just trying to be straight, dead boat, straight up and down, and they got their fins out and their head down, you'll just never do it, you know.
And then when you finally could have put a gaff in it, what happened?
You know, he started to look like he was going to wake up a little bit, so we bled him and got the tail rope on him. And then we kind of took a deep breath.
Yeah. So that went relative. Once you had them worn out, worn out, the fish or the anglers? Close call?
Close call.
The adrenaline wouldn't give you a correct answer on that one, Ian.
Exactly. But, you know, we had it two handfuls a liter at 3 hours and had to let it go.
Oh,
no.
That last hour seemed like it took forever.
Oh, yeah, especially because of all the rumors about pulling hooks and stuff that.
I got to tell you, you know, everybody's got their own opinion on this, but we're using a 20-0 circle hook.
Circle hook.
And, man, when you've got that in there, you feel like you've got things on your side.
That's
okay.
Confidence.
So you like
sure.
that circle hook.
Absolutely. I know the East Coast, they're really adamant on the J-hooks and whatnot, but I think... To quote my swordfish fishing partner, that fishery just screams circle hook.
Really? Okay.
I wouldn't think of using anything else.
All right. That's good.
Oh,
that's
I like
good
it,
info.
Man.
Yeah,
yeah I
that's
like
good
it.
Info.
I like it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Mike Lum is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, I wanted to take a moment and follow up last week's call regarding the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. The Tuna Wars for this year, Tuna War 6, has officially now been postponed until June of 2021. The scheduling with the Wicked Tuna Captains is such that we just can't push it later in the year, so we're just going to move Tuna War 6 to next year. And so if you have signed up for that trip, you should have already heard from Howard Coolidge, but if not, you can reach out to him for additional details. But also last week we talked about the annual raffle, the Rollo raffle, which is a major fundraiser for the organization. The date of that drawing is going to be May the 24th, and we are still selling tickets. And because we're, you know, obviously we've passed the time when the drawing should have happened, but because of the delays, well, we're going to continue to sell tickets. And wanted to thank everybody, all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners that have contacted us this week. We have sold a lot of tickets in the last week, and I just wanted to thank the folks that got a hold of us and bought tickets, and to remind the others that if you would like tickets, those are still available. The easiest and only way to do that at this point is to send an email to tim@rollokids.org, tim@rollokids.org, and just send him your name and phone number. Let him know that you want tickets. He'll call you, and you guys can do it over the phone, and that seems to be working out pretty well. And the prize list is very impressive. It's a $30,000 worth of prizes, there's long-range trips. There's an entire charter on the Ranger 85. You get the whole boat. You've got all kinds of gift cards and tackle. There's a set of Anza Fish Pro knives. There's the newest model Camp Chef pellet grill. It just goes on and on and on. So for a $10 donation to the cause, you get into all those prizes on May the 24th.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ahead. So tim@rollokids.org, rollokids.org. Just send Tim an email, tell him you want tickets, leave your phone number and a name, and that's it. He'll call you up and score you some tickets, right?
that's how it works. And then on the 24th, we're going to do the drawing, and then we'll start notifying. What we do is we take the top 10 prizes, and we draw the top 10 winners first. We don't, we just draw 10 numbers, number them so we know what order they came in. And then those people are contacted one at a time, and they get to choose from the top 10 prizes. So they end up having an option. Yes. If they don't want to go on a 10-day Royal Polaris long-range trip, which I'm not sure why you wouldn't, but if they can't or don't want to go, then they could pick maybe one of the other prizes that's in the top 10. It takes a little longer to do it that way, but we think that it's the way people get the best prize for their needs.
I love it.
What
man.
A great deal.
They got to love it, too.
Yeah, for sure. Tim at RolloKids.org. Get your chance to get those tickets. Mr. Mike Lum, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Thank Mike. You, guys, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. As you can imagine, the phones are absolutely packed solid, but still a chance for you to get through. 833-288-0973. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time talking fishing with Buzz this morning. What a great
show. Yeah, nice to have Buzz back in the game here.
It is, and it's good fishing stories on and off the air.
Boy, you got me excited about talking about that swordfish.
Oh, you
got
me too, man.
Now I got to switch on my J-hooks to big circle hooks now.
Pete, you got to do it, man. I'm telling you, it just gets in your blood. And I mean, ask Rick. He's been in the middle of it, and it's just something.
Buzz and I would BS every single day. What'd you hear? Oh, my buddy caught this. What'd you hear? Oh, I heard this, and we went this day, and you know, like, just it was such a fun thing, because it was something that, like, we were all as an angling community part of together. You know, there was no, like, you know, hiding this dope, because we were all trying to figure it out together, and still are. You know, I mean, the right rigs and the right sinkers and how to rig your bait and how far to put your bait from your hook, and all of this stuff was just a fun, like, shared knowledge pool with a bunch of buds. And like, when one guy got one, it was like a team success. You know, like everybody shared in the fun, and it was just awesome.
Everybody in the bite was happy for him.
Yeah, for real. It was just great. The whole thing was good.
No doubt. So what's the trick? Is it time on the water? Is it the old story?
I think time on the water is a really, you know, good thing. You got to feel comfortable in your techniques and how you're doing it. And I mean, stuff that we haven't done as sport fishing ever. I mean, you know, like, you know, how you're rigging them and you know, setting your baits and just all of the different things that come to it. I mean, we've been out 3 or 4 times deep dropping recently and haven't had a bite, but we've worked on you know, getting set
technique
up right.
Right.
How do you, I
being
mean,
in the zone.
Being in the zone. How to maximize your time out there. And one of the things we've worked on specifically is to try and shorten the amount of time between the time that you start winding your baits up till you get the next set made. Because if you're going to fish a whole day and maybe you get 5 sets.
Right.
And if you can cut that time in between sets down, you might get another couple extra sets.
Okay.
That's a good call.
All right. Very good. Well, phones are packed. They want to jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about Ken from Fresno? Who's up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Buzz, I used to work with you on the 105 back in the day, back in the 70s, and it's fun listening to you guys talking this morning, especially about the old days.
Those were good times. I'll tell you what, we saw some fish in there, didn't we?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, thinking about how things have changed so much since way back when. Remember fishing bluefins back then was on a 20-pound test with a 6-hook, size 6 hook, not a 6-odd, a 6 hook on anchovies.
It was.
And that was,
wow.
That was really a kick.
And that was that
trying
was
to land
those
suckers on a light line was crazy.
It was.
You know, I was kind of wondering, listening to all these old stories and whatnot you got out there, you've got a lot of history built up now with all that time on the water. And we've got Mother's Day coming up tomorrow. And I remember when I was running boats up in San Francisco and whatnot, you know, a lot of these trips would just stick out in your head. You just couldn't, you know, memory would come up. And I was wondering, have you got any memories of a memorable day on the water on Mother's Day where you had, you know, mothers and kids out there?
Well, I've got two. One was back a long time ago when Dick Gaidosh was running the New Loanne, and the bite was on, and we, you know, it was Mother's Day, and it was kind of like, do we or don't we?
Yeah.
And so we said, well, there probably won't be many people, so we'll go ahead and go down there. And the boat was absolutely full because the yellows had been biting, and it was like, oh, well, we're here. We're going to do this thing. And we went out, and we had a great day. So that's one of the Mother's Day
stories
I remember, yeah.
Probably shouldn't be going, but we're going to go for it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
That's
cool.
Well,
and did you catch?
Yes, it was good. Not, nice weather and good fishing.
Oh, hey, how do you pass that up? Sorry, Mom.
I know that this is what
take
you would
Mom
want.
Take Mom along,
yeah.
Right?
That's right, yeah.
I know this
is
what you want of your favorite son. I'm going to go ahead and get the, yeah.
What better to do? Take Mom fishing. Right?
That's cool.
Hey, good memory. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of Mother's Day, of course, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Don't forget your mom.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have, appropriately, the Big Daddy on the show, Captain Frank Lopresti.
There you go.
From the Royal Polaris will be with us tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. So on Let's Talk Hookup. So be sure to tune in.
It's going to be a fun show. Hey, well, let's jump right back into them. Tom in Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Tom, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Morning, Buzz.
Good morning, Tom.
First of all, Riverside opened up their lakes this past week, and the rumor is that when Diamond Valley opened up, the line to get into the launch ramp there was, good grief, it was all the way down Dom Mendogonia Parkway. I think it was probably about a mile or two long of boats trying to get into that lake.
People are anxious.
So, yeah, I heard it was quite a line.
I think everybody from San Diego was up here. My question, Buzz, is I was watching a YouTube video of some guys fishing for swordfish, deep dropping, and this was probably early on when some of the guys were just starting to do that, and they had a fish on for a long time, and one of the things they were talking about was not being able to get the fish up through the thermocline. In other words, I guess there's a temperature break coming up where I guess the fish could actually sense that, you know, the temperature is changing and they didn't want to, you know, go past that thermocline. And so they had a hard time, you know, getting the fish through that area. Also, you know, there's rumors of, you know, when a fish gets up close to the boat, they see the boat and they want to take off. Can you talk a little bit towards that, what your feelings are?
Well, there's certainly a thermocline, and then that's what we catch a lot of our pelagic fish especially on is in relation to that. As far as them being hard to get up through that thermocline, it seems to me they were tough from start to finish. And that's just what you hear from other guys as well. And as far as when they get next to the boat, I don't know. They don't know what it is, obviously, but they just, you know, the splash and whatever, they not in their comfort zone. So that's when they can sometimes get really squirrely. And you certainly want to be careful when they're right next to the boat like that.
Good call.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's great, yeah. How about we just keep rolling? Let's talk to Ted now. Ted's calling us from Tribuco this morning. Hi, Ted. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, all. I'm glad to talk to Buzz.
Good morning, Ted.
Hey, we've all talked about some great times, and I've enjoyed being on the Prowler many times with Buzz. But everyone enjoys fishing and talking about the good times, but returning to the dock and being safe is paramount. Since you mentioned, Buzz, advising on crew safety, is there any advice or tips you can let us passengers know about what we can do for a safe trip?
Great question.
That's a good question, and that's something that's going to kind of be fleshed out more as we go along. But initially, just take the same things you've been doing around town and figure those are best practices. And I'm sure that the industry will adapt to those as we get back out on the water.
Yeah.
Awesome. I wasn't talking specifically about COVID, but just tips in general, like keeping your eyes open, looking for obstacles.
Well, I mean, you're on a moving platform, so you always want to, the old saying of keep one hand for yourself, so if the boat rolls, you grab onto something and that kind of thing. And if you're fishing, you know, there's other people moving around, casting jigs, you know, everything's got a hook in it. So it's just kind of the old saying, be aware of your surroundings. And if you take that to heart, you'll probably have an enjoyable trip.
And another thing I've heard too, Buzz, is when you're traveling at night, never go to the rail.
You want to stay away from the rails, absolutely, in good weather or bad.
Yeah.
If you're up at night.
Yeah. Because you never know when the boat will lurch, and once you go over, it's at night.
It's never good, but at night it would be less good.
Yeah.
Good. Well said.
For sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that, Ted.
All right. How about next up? We talked to our good buddy Gus calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus.
Gus.
Good morning, Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Hi, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
I remember fishing on Buzz's boat, the Prowler, or his former boat, and, every once in a while, you get somebody, a passenger that's just, you know, a passenger that needs help in many ways. And there was one guy that was determined on our way in at night. He was determined to get some beer out of the icebox that was locked up. Do you remember this at all?
No, but it sounds familiar to some other stories we've had. And you just, you know, that's when you have the, yeah. If you have to, you have somebody babysit the area and
well,
just help them back into bed.
That's why I'm calling. That's why I'm calling, because you babysat this guy. He was a real, he was drunk already. He didn't need any more beer, but he was determined to get it.
I would have
and
to imagine
so,
over a career of running sport boats, Buzz has probably run into a guy that's over, you know.
Overindulged.
Yes, overindulged a time or two in his day.
We're just trying to give him as much help as we can and defuse the situation, and
yeah.
Away we go.
There you go,
yeah,
exactly.
And hey, Gus, thanks a lot for the call. Hopefully he was a happy guy. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, exactly. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about we sneak in Bruce? Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. A real quick question for you, Buzz. Are you a monofilament guy or fluorocarbon?
It's funny. I was a hardcore monofilament guy for a long, long time, and just listening to guys who I respect very much as fishermen said that they absolutely felt like they got bit better on fluorocarbon, and so I felt like I better get tuned into that, and I got to agree with them. And
you're a fluorocarbon guy?
Absolute fluorocarbon guy. And just as an example, I'll use the last couple of years, since I've had a chance to go fishing when the bite's on, I've made some great trips with Taro. And one of the things I found out with is a lot of times, not only was it the fluorocarbon, but maybe 20 feet of fluorocarbon was getting the best bites on the yellowfin tuna.
Oh,
And what I tried to use was just enough to where when I cast my bait, the knot wasn't going through the guides.
Okay.
Got it.
Good.
Good call.
And that seemed to really help the bites. I mean, even better than a 3 or 4 foot chunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good dope.
Are you, when you're fishing surface iron, because we've been talking a little surface iron here, are you fishing mono or are you fishing straight Power Pro?
I'm fishing straight Power Pro with about a 3 foot liter of fluorocarbon.
Just cast better?
I don't know if it casts better. It's smaller diameter, and especially with all the big tuna we've been catching, you can hold more of it. Just think
so
back.
You hook one.
Back in the day, you didn't on something like a Fathom 25, which then was a 501.
Yeah, right.
You didn't hold enough line of an appropriate pound test to catch a big fish. But so now you can use 65 pound Power Pro, and a Fathom 25 type reel, and 3 feet of fluorocarbon. And you're good to go. And if you're fishing bait, you could make that same chunk of fluorocarbon smaller. And if you're fishing with a popper, you could have 200-pound mono, and you've still got the same thin diameter to cast with.
Wow.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Good idea. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Paul from Bellflower. Hey, Paul, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Good morning, Buzz. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
good
buddy.
Okay. Buzz. Who inspired you the most and, who gave you all your information and took you in under the wing and gave you your shot? And who encouraged you the most? Who helped you out?
I had a
Get
lot
where you're at today.
I had a lot of mentors coming up, but probably two that were standouts were Dick Gadosh and Don Sansom. They were both legendary captains in
yes.
their own right, and a lot of what we do today started in that era.
All right. So Dick Gadosh.
On the Nulawan.
I was on the Nulawan.
And yeah. and went on to build the Millie G.
Okay.
And had a successful albacore fishery.
The Millie G, which is Jack Webster's
right,
boat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So
wow.
it's kind of one of the
cool.
greater family.
And then, of course, Don Sampson, who still works at Pearson Fuel in San Diego here.
Right, and had the Nulawan and then the Qualifier 105.
Yeah.
And those guys definitely helped me get off on the right foot.
Yeah, cool. You know, when I fuel my boat over at Pearson, and those guys always do such a great job. And Don's been taking some time off with the whole virus
sure,
thing, but
that's good.
I miss just hanging with Don and, you know, having him just kind of, you know, he's not really a guy that wants to tell stories, but if you can get a story out of him once in a while, that's pretty cool.
He's got some doozies.
Yeah, indeed. And then you add in John Klein over there now, who hangs out there. Boy, you got a couple of guys that can tell some
stories.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. So good place to get your fuel.
No doubt.
Yeah, get some good stories. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I got a question for Buzz. Of all of the years of different types of fishing, you know, obviously offshore, and everybody's had their – I caught my first albacore, Buzz, my first tuna in Coronado Islands, yellowtail. As a captain running the boat, do you have a favorite? Like, you know, what was your favorite thing to get to go do? Was it yellowtailing? Was it offshore fishing? Did they all blend together? Was there a favorite that you had?
One of the real favorites was always – when the white sea bass started to bite in the spring.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. If you live and fish in the bite,
yeah,
white sea bass holds a special place.
Yeah. Totally.
Back in the day.
The swordfish of the inshore.
Yeah. Back in the day, Coronado Islands were known for good sea bass fishing in the spring, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when I started fishing with Dick, it was in the early 70s. And February, March was great fishing then.
February, March.
A lot of times. And was a lot of squid then.
A lot of squid at the island.
At the islands.
Wow.
And in various places. I mean, sometimes we'd stop halfway from the point to the islands, just, you know, where was the bed? Where was the nest? Sometimes we'd catch them weighing on the beach. A lot of times we caught them, it was funny, at different distances, but northeast of the north end of South Island,
mm-hmm.
and we that was where we caught a lot of our squid. And then we'd move in to just outside the ribbon, which had kelp on it then,
and
it was just off the north end of South, and catch our sea bass.
Wow,
I dig this.
You know, and I remember when I was a kid, there was thick kelp beds all around.
Oh,
too,
huge kelp beds. You couldn't drive around through the middle grounds except in very you know, specific spots.
So really? What's changed?
There's no kelp.
Yeah, there's no kelp. There's no squid.
There's no squid. And I think that may have to do with, both of those have to do with water quality.
Yeah. Tijuana River dumping in.
Possibly, yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
The one other thing that I got to say is, you know, the springtime it was the white sea bass, and in the fall it was the big eye.
Oh, okay. I could see
big
that.
Big eye at the islands?
No, not the islands.
No,
just other favorite type of
but something we got to do locally here in the Bight.
Yeah.
We had some really good big eye fishing at times.
That was back in the 70s?
70s and 80s.
And 80s, yeah. Wow. Good stuff.
I always loved hearing the stories of, you know, boat lines getting snapped because a big eye ate it, and, you know, you'd catch 20 albacore in a row, no problem, bring them on in on the hand line, and then, you know, both boat lines got broke off, and three trollers all got spooled, and we got the one. You know, I always loved hearing stories like that.
And they're eating a gaff.
Oh, yeah. That was back in the 80s for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's try and sneak in one more, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Jim from National City on the show next? Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, you know, you guys were chewing on the City Lakes thing, and I got a report. Lake Marina, now you might want to chew on this a while, but it opened up, and you can go up there. You can bring your own boat. They won't rent you a boat, but you can bring your own boat up there. But here's the kicker. You can do all the trails. You can camp up there. You can barbecue. You can do all this, but you cannot fish from shore. So I'm trying to make heads or tails of that, but anyway, no. I can't.
And that's not a city lake. That's a county lake, right? Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it is one of the few lakes that has opened up in our range.
Well, that's good info, and yeah, that's a head shaker for sure, but good to know, Jim. Appreciate that.
And hopefully things will loosen up here, and, I mean, they'll get a message to say, okay, let's open these lakes up and let's get people out fishing.
There's a lot of people behind that. That want to go.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself that AFCO Horizon Fleece and the $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, the big winner of a AFTCO Horizon Fleece Jacket and that Point Loma Seafood gift card going to Ted in Tribuco. Ted, congratulations. You are going to be stoked with that AFTCO gear and a little shopping spree at Point Loma Seafood.
Yeah, and you got to tell you, AFTCO.com's just been doing such a great job. They've had a special deal on the sun masks, which is my wear now since you got to wear a mask. Wear that AFTCO mask.
We sell them a ton, and their program's really cool. Everyone you buy, they donate one to a first responder. So
that's
It's awesome. That company's the best.
Yeah, they are. Now, you guys are open to Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle?
Absolutely. Have been, will be today. I should say we've been doing a sale, as we've mentioned a lot of times, 10% on reels, 15% on rods. That's going through Sunday. So if you're wanting to take advantage of the kind of Fred Hall deal that's going through this weekend. So today and tomorrow are the last time to take advantage of discounts on things that we don't normally ever discount.
And it's curbside service, right? Yep. Call up.
Call down. We'll take care of you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Call down when you come in. We will be there with gear in hand. We can help you with rods and reels, whatever. We make it happen. It's very easy and, you know, following all the appropriate, you know, Corona COVID protocols.
So you can drop by and get Mom a reel for Mother's Day.
You got it, buddy.
Perfect. Mom, you always wanted this. Oh, by the way, can I borrow it? Yeah. Hey, Buzz, great having you. And, of course, we'll see you around, right?
Oh, yeah, right next door practically.
Yeah, you'll be at the SAC office. We might even see you as a celebrity guest captain on one of the sport boats, right?
That's a possibility, and you'll definitely see me out on the water.
No doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You want to do that. So appreciate all the years and all the great stuff that you've done over the years.
This was awesome.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed being here. This is really always fun.
Yeah, indeed. It's fun. And, you know, we got a great show tomorrow, too. Mother's Day coming up, and that's going to be really, really a fantastic day for Mother's Day. And guess who's here? Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris, right?
You think he's ready to go fishing?
I think he's ready to go fishing, and he'll have some insight. He'll have some insight about what's going on, and he's been working very, very diligently on trying to get things going here.
Like I said, Frank is the one who has spearheaded all that. Like I said before, I can only speak for Fisherman's Landing, but I mean, he is extremely serious about the approach to it. All of the training that we've received for it. I mean, Frank has taken every step possible to get us out there and fishing. I'll really look forward to hearing it for a couple hours tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's...
We'll really know where we stand.
Tomorrow's going to be a big show, so you don't want to miss it.
That'll be great information.
Yeah, for sure. I want to thank Dave right there in the fan studio for helping us out as he does, doing the phones, doing the board. Dave's just been a tremendous asset for us. Thank you, Dave. And, of course, the one and only Adam Clark. Adam's been doing a fantastic job putting the archives right up on the app, getting the photos up and doing everything. Adam, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.